It may not be obvious, but natural resources or the lack of natural resources can add to political unrest. That scenario is called a threat multiplier in Pentagon speak, and it's happening right now in Iraq with water. Eric Holthaus is a meteorologist and writer for Slate. He says militant groups in Iraq are taking advantage of the country's drought to squeeze Baghdad by controlling the water flow to the capital.
ISIS is starting to use those dams as a weapon of war. So they've made high on their list to take over those dams and control the water downstream. So one of their plans is to kind of control the flow to the Shiite area of Iraq, which is in the southern part of Iraq. So they're kind of in control of the natural resources of the country when you think about water right now.
And when you say they control it, they literally are controlling a kind of giant spigot upstream. They can do what they want with that water.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, as they were taking over the dam around Mosul, I think one report that I read said that they intentionally released a lot of water downstream to kind of flood out the enemy in advance. So they are controlling the tap and marshaling that natural resource of the country.
Right. ISIS obviously wants to control that, but you're kind of also saying there's this connection between drought and climate change. So is ISIS just going to have to be dealing with less and less water?
Well, I mean, the thing is, just in the last winter, Iraq has gone through a drought similar to that one of Syria from 2006 to 2010. So they had about half the amount of rainfall they normally do. So as water becomes more scarce, then it becomes more important, you know, especially for those farmers that are still left trying to make a productive living in Iraq. And we've seen kind of that similar flood of ex-farmers from the fields to the cities in Iraq over the last year. And, you know, there is that scenario that history could repeat itself.
How certain are scientists of the connection between drought in this part of the world and climate change?
I think, as with every major weather or climate event, it's difficult to directly connect it. But the climate models forecast a general drying of the Mediterranean region, and that includes the Middle East. What we're seeing is that drying trend happening a bit faster than the computer models are forecasting.
Now, on top of that, there's also the connection between high temperatures and political instability, which was actually studied in the magazine Science last year, showing a correlation. But hasn't that always been the case? I mean, the French Revolution blew up in the middle of July, 1789.
Yeah, I think that that's not necessarily something that's new. But if you have more and more hot days, then there are more and more, in theory, chances for that kind of trigger to happen if people are more violent during hot weather.
I mean, you pointed out earlier that the Pentagon considers climate change and intense drought threat multipliers. But in some ways, do you feel, as a meteorologist, that maybe the problems start with water and the militants are the threat multipliers?
Yeah, I mean, and that's the case with the Middle East, is that I don't think anyone's trying to say that climate change is the root cause of violence in the Middle East. But I think that there is some truth to that statement where climate change is definitely not making it better. You know, if you have persistent drying, more frequent droughts, more kind of weather instability and higher temperatures, then that's just kind of aggravating the situation, where if you have an underlying tension, that gives more and more chances for that tension to kind of explode into violence.
Yeah, not a very encouraging story. Eric Holthaus, writer and the weatherman with Slate. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.